This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
You know, before Uber, and you can still do it with Uber, but one of my favorite things in the world, you travel, you go to big cities, is to talk to taxi cab drivers and ask them their story. You want to get, like, the melting pot of America and interesting, fascinating things about how people traveled and traversed a world to end up in Washington, D.C. or Chicago or New York or Boston. It is fascinating.
I would love it.
It really is. That's a weird way to introduce our next guest, but I had this interesting conversation before going on there because I hadn't met Jake yet. Jake is the patron relations manager at Kirkland Fine Arts Center, on the job for 4 months, Jake Ray, and he's with us to talk about Vespers today, but he is a guy via Sullivan, then to Spokane, Washington, to work in sports talk radio, to come back to Decatur to work for his former university. That's a fascinating story.
You know, it's... kind of just came together that way. My wife wanted to come back to Illinois, and the job offer was available at Millikan, and I took it. So it's something that I'm really happy to do, and I just want to make the university a positive place to be, you know?
All right, so I'm just trying to figure two worlds that are more directly conversed than sports talk radio and a patron relations manager at a fine arts center.
Sure, I worked in the box office as a student, so I think that gave me a leg up, but as you know, a lot of radio stuff is marketing and putting yourself out there. So there's some stuff that correlates, and being able to talk to the public as well.
All right. Well, welcome, and it's good to have you with us here today. So you said you're a 2012 graduate?
That's right.
All right. So you know or knew even before coming back, you know, what a great tradition Vespers is for this community. I worry sometimes, though, that maybe the younger generation, not the kids on Millikan's campus, sure, but the younger people in Macon County, aren't picking up that tradition. I mean, I think if you talk to people of a certain age, they know it, they love it, they're there every year. You throw in a pandemic on top of that, and then all of the different things. So, I you know, what can we do to help? I'm so jealous of someone who gets to experience this for the first time. Mm-hmm. How magical that is.
I think a big part of it is making sure we do our part to keep things as updated as possible while maintaining the tradition that makes people want to come in. The fact that Vespers has been happening for over 50 years, we have to make sure that it's the generations younger than me, to your point. You know, I'm 32. I had to think about
ancient,
that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So the people younger than me, they're not really buying tickets at all for a lot of things right now.
Yeah.
And so we do have that in our back pocket. There's a, you know, but modernizing it and making the students more involved in the process, I think, is the first step in kind of bringing more people in.
Here's what I know. We get you through the front door. We get you in that seat. You're coming back because what quality the experience is. Now, talk to me a little bit about pandemic and this sort of pod. And you know, because you guys are being cautious, you know, we want this is living with COVID, right? And you know, you guys are doing everything you can to keep everyone safe. So how does that work? What does it look like this year?
As of right now for Vespers and what's going to happen until further notice, really, for Kirkland Fine Arts Center and Millikan Performances, is we're doing pod seating is what a lot of theaters are calling it. We're calling it household seating, which so if you and your grandma and your sister buy tickets, they can all sit together, and then there'll be empty seats on either side. So the seats are maintained a 3-foot distance between you and the next party. And then, of course, rows forward and backwards is another, you know, distance from people who would be not in your household, you know, potentially spreading something. We also have a mask mandate for whether, regardless of vaccination status, you will be masked. But there's a rigorous testing kind
Absolutely.
Of procedure because they're singing in the aisles and all of that. Another thing that's different is we didn't sell the aisle seats this year. So the aisle seats will remain empty to maintain distance from the unmasked performer. So it's going to look different. But I think the way they're blocking and everything, it's going to make up for some of those non-traditional elements.
All right. It's Nick, how would you describe the experience? Unlike anything else that happens in the community, you know, it's a great, to me, it's always really, I know the Christmas walk is tonight and there's the parade and all that, but Vespers is sort of, to me, the kickoff for the entire holiday season.
You know, for me, it's the closest thing that I get the inspiration
from. What
year
did you graduate, by the way?
In 02, in 2002.
Man.
Just as old as I am. You know, I grew up with Vespers.
Yeah.
I can say that, actually.
Yes, you did.
It feels to me like in the sense of watching Fantasia, you know, Disney's Fantasia, where there's one scene that comes out and then something completely different, and you're just kind of engulfed around.
Surrounded.
Yeah, yep. You're just surrounded. And so it's just, you don't know what's going to happen next, but you know it's going to be wonderful, and it's got levels of magic to it. And so that's the closest thing that real life in person Fantasia.
I was trying to that is a pretty good analogy. But to me, it's sort of like you get the surround sound sort of experience, and then the way it ramps up, you know, from very solemn to joyous, and you get everything in between. If you leave Vespers, I promise you this. I don't care what your musical taste is. Leave without feeling a ton of joy, there's something wrong with you.
Or humming or whistling, yes, on the way out, which is
you're
pretty
broken.
Common.
You're broken. I can just tell you that. All right, so tickets are on sale. What's the best way for them? Because you have a Saturday matinee, a Saturday night show, a Sunday matinee, a Sunday night show. What's the best way for people to get tickets?
Yeah, they're coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. There's performances at 2 o'clock and 7:30. Sunday at 2 o'clock is sold out. So unless something happens, there's no tickets left for that. But the best way to do it would be to call Kirkland Fine Arts Center box office. That's me and my students working in there. 217-424-6318. Or going to milliken.universitytickets.com. You'd have to build an account with an email because we have a new system. So even if you've bought tickets in the past, you have to build a new account and everything. But that's the fastest way to get tickets for
once
home.
You do it, you're good.
Exactly.
Now, I do have Sunday matinee tickets in my hand. Hey. So we will be able to give those away, and we will do this the rest of this week so that you can experience it. It is just one of the great holiday traditions here in town that is a spectacular. I would put it up against anything you would go to New York or Chicago or San Francisco to see. I mean, it's just the quality is that good. What about the rest of the season?
The rest of the season, there's a couple of small things happening. There's an opera scenes workshop happening in Albert Taylor Theater. But next semester at Kirkland Fine Arts Center, there's all sorts of things happening. We're bringing Stomp back, which has always been really popular.
Fun.
Yeah, really popular in the Decatur and Macon County, you know, area. So Stomp will be back. Brian Owens is a Milliken alum who's going to come do a mix of, you know, some hip hop and jazz and soul.
Very
and some
cool.
Really cool stuff that we're looking forward to. And then, like always, around St. Patrick's Day, Velocity Irish Dance. So those tickets go on sale actually December 8th for second semester performances. So give us a call, like I said, and when we'll do it. If you buy the entire season, they're available right now. So.
Okay, so if you want to be a season ticket holder, you can do it now. Otherwise, December 8th for the individual shows.
That's right.
All right, very cool.
Brian Owens is... That show is going to be a hit.
Oh, yeah.
He's blown
yeah.
up on the internet. Soulful. Sam Cooke cover that has been seen by millions. Absolutely, you don't want to miss that.
All right. You guys have a treasure trove of alums to sort of, you know, I think it's great when you bring them back because the performing arts is such a big deal on the campus of Milliken University. There's so many successful people, whether it's Broadway or whatever it might be. That's kind of fun, right, to be able to bring back that kind of talent, but they have that connection to the university.
Absolutely, and the connection is personally my favorite part, to your point, is, you know, Brian's going to come in, he's going to sing for people who they might not necessarily be familiar with him, but they're familiar with the aspects that got him to where he is right now because we're all part of this Milliken community. So not only do they like to hire people who used to work or who used to go to Milliken, like me, for example, but they bring in all sorts of talent. They work with students. They talk with the community. It's something that I think adds just a lot of oomph to Milliken's season.
All right. So how many kids do you have working at Kirkland that are students?
Oh, gosh, a lot. Backstage to start. For me, I've got 13 box office employees and then just a big roster of ushers. We can never get enough. So it's completely student run other than the five of us who kind of take care of the more managerial aspects.
Well, I'm glad it's back.
Yes.
And you're taking all the proper precautions and keeping everyone safe. And it's a pleasure to meet you. Glad you're back here. Welcome back to the Midwest.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Jake, I'd like to see a roster of the who's who have performed in Vespers, because I bet that's pretty heavy.
Oh, me included, by the way.
Like megastars that have come through and been in Vespers.
You got your Sierra Boggesses and your Luke Menards, and the list does go on and on, you know.
That's an impressive program.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, listen, good luck with that, and it's nice to meet you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.